Pause me. Okay, now we're recording apparently. Sorry, let's restart. Okay, so Michaela and I just tried to record this and I fucked up. So we're restarting. Hi, Smut Sluts. Welcome to our Christmas episode. We have really been looking forward to sharing with you all the, I don't know, I read some weird ones and also some cute ones. I feel like you read mostly weird ones.
Yeah, I go hard to read, like, the weird ones. I make it my mission to read the hard ones, weird ones, the hard ones as well, I guess. Yeah, why not? Let's go with that. The theme for mine was just Krampus, I think.
I think I have the weirdest one though. I'm gonna put that out there right now. I know you read a cookie fucking one or something, but I genuinely feel that I have the weirdest book. So
I
I'm
do
just,
believe that.
yeah. On accident. On accident. No one recommended it, I don't think. No, wait. I think somebody did recommend this one. Nobody recommended the other weird one I read. But anyways, yeah, so get
We had
ready.
to outdo ourselves. It is the second annual Christmas episode. So there's
Yay.
that. That's exciting. I find that exciting that we've done this
Good.
enough that we have two Christmas episodes now.
Yeah, people actually have been DMing me lately. So if you didn't know that we have a previous Christmas episode, scroll back through if you're new to the podcast, because last year we read some really weird shit. So,
Yeah.
I don't know if any of it was actually good last year. I think I read straight up lovely garbage. I
I can't
mean,
remember
okay, that's mean, but like
hundreds of
some of it
books
was
since.
well, some of it was well written. It was just like weird, like it wasn't like a genuine cute romance. I think I read mostly
I don't have
incredibly,
any of those this year either.
I don't
I don't know
know.
what I've been doing, guys. I've just woken up. We tried to say that before when we thought we were recording, we weren't. Kate was like, "Do you want to do this?" And I was like, she's like, "I could do it by myself." And I was like, "I did not read those books to not talk about them publicly. I do not have the word Krampussy in my vocabulary now to not impart that upon others."
That's upsetting, but also impressive.
So I'm here. What's the first book? You go first.
Well, no, because now I really want to know where Krampussy comes in. So I kind of want you to start first.
I read two Krampus books. I don't know why. Like, I don't know what I was doing. I don't know what I'm ever doing. Let's be real, guys. That was, what was it? Krampus by the Monster by Charlotte Fox. It had one rating on Kindle Unlimited.
Wow.
So I feel like I'm like now like an indie recommendation queen. You know what I mean? Like, I'm on the streets, like, I'm, finding all these things. It's kind of got like a Snow White vibe, but the dad's still alive. The dad's getting cucked by the stepmom. She's having sex with all of the guards. This is only like 40 pages as well. I was looking for short ones, guys. I found it. So the girl's name is Alicia, and she is a virgin, of course. It's Christmas Eve, probably. And she really wants to bang at the disembodied voice who has told her to kill her stepmother. It was incredible. She managed to beat the shit out of two guards who did attempt to essay her. So that's like a trigger warning there. And then all of a sudden, like, she's running through the castle. There's like this voice is beside her. He decides to eat her out and he becomes a horned man. And it's like Krampus. Then so they kill all the guards together.
Okay.
She gets eaten out for the first time over the
Good
dead body of.
for her.
I know, I loved it. So yeah, at like 65%, the stepmother says, "Did you forget that I have magical powers?" And that was actually the first time they'd ever been mentioned. And that was fine. I'm like, yeah, they've never mentioned them before. And then she did call it her. It was her Krampussy. She referred to it like in ownership of his. So she was like, "Fill my Krampussy." And they lived happily ever after.
Wow. Wow. That's special.
It was special. It was something with one rating. So if you also want to be an indie recommendation queen or king, whatever, go and read Krampus by the Monster by Charlotte Fox. Look, it was pretty good. It was pretty well written for what it was. I think with like a bit more fleshing out, I would have definitely liked it. It had the real vibes of like a Once Upon a Time episode with fucking in it. Do you know what I mean? Like the
I
flashbacks.
actually do know what you mean because I watched the first season of Once Upon a Time. It went off the rails though. Like I liked it. like season one and two, and then I was like, oh, we've lost the point. Like you could tell in the first season it didn't really know what it wanted to be, and then it chose the wrong path.
I 100% agree with that. 100%.
That's like most shows, I feel like.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I will start with the so I read six books in 2 days. And I made the mistake of most of these were over 200 pages.
Oh, no, that's doing too much.
Yeah, I don't know why I did that. I didn't write down the page length, so I don't know which of these were the long ones and which were the short ones. But the first one I read was called Santa's Broken Toy. And I think listeners are really going to like this because people have been desperate for women in their 30s and up heroines. And this heroine is 38 to 40. Like it has a couple flashbacks, but I believe she is 40 when the book is happening.
No,
And
it's actually
it's Christmas
39.
themed, so there's no actual Santa. But what happens is Mary is the heroine, and trigger warning for spousal death. So her husband dies when she's 38, and he's like 38, and or you know, whatever. So 2 years ago, and now she hates the holidays because everyone's all pitying her, and she's fucking sick of it. So she decides this holiday season, she's just gonna go to like her husband's family's, well, it was just him, I guess, at this point. So his like cabin. And on her way there, she stops at what she thinks is a bakery. It turns out it's a dispensary. So she's like, fuck it, and just buys a bunch of like weed cookies. Gets to her cabin, eats two of the weed cookies, which half a weed cookie puts me right on my ass. So good for her. And then a biker who winked at her on the street, his bike breaks down like right out front of her cabin. So he comes to the door, and his name is Samson, but she joke like, because she's high as fuck, calls him Santa. And he's in his 50s, so it's also an age gap. He's like 55, I think, and she's 40. And he is super nice. It's like a pretty sweet romance, actually. Like they just find each other attractive. They do a lot of role playing where he's Santa and she's like a toy, and he's like, "Oh, how's my little toy doing tonight?" And it's great. You know, just the whole reassuring her on her body thing because she, you know, she hasn't been with anybody in 2 years. And yeah, it has an HEA. Like they, you know, I mean, it's an HFN, a happily for now, I guess, because it doesn't rush things. They decide, like, after a couple days of fucking, that, like, she's gonna stick around for a little bit and go with him to go hand out toys at, like, a children's event. So it was, like, cute. And, like, his, like, kids meet her and they actually kind of like, they like her, which was, like, that almost never happens in romance novels. Like, usually, like, the daughter is like, this bitch is taking my mom's place or something. No, the kids love her. So, and they're like grown kids. That was Santa's Broken Toy by Una Grace. So yeah, it was just sweet and cute. That was one of the normal ones I read. So
It's so funny because when you were describing that, it sounded a lot like the next one that I read, which was also a 45-page wonder. Like it starts off similar. So the one that I read was called Christmas with, who's it with? With Krampus, of course it is. Christmas with Krampus by Jessie Knight. So Viv is away for Christmas. She's having a rough time. She's like, I don't know where she is. It's pretty ambiguous where she is. But she's just had a broken engagement. So, like, not a death of a spouse, but like, you know, Viv is going through it. And one of her co-workers has given her a pill to go on like a trip with, in more ways than one, obviously. And Viv decides to take the pill while skiing. And I was like, Viv, have you ever tripped before? Because, like, no, like, I would assume so, guys. I would never take anything while skiing. Do
no,
you know what I
that's
mean?
a disaster.
Dude, and she is like, she's taking this thing called Manifest. She's in the toilets talking to someone. She's like, I just need to get fucked by someone amazing. This is never explained, by the way. And so this bitch is like out in the woods, snowing, skiing, tripping. And all of a sudden she like goes through this haze. And where is she? She's in Krampus's castle. And his cum tastes reminiscent of praline caramels. And I actually had a Häagen-Dazs praline and cream ice cream. I had to throw it out. I was like, nah, I can't anymore. So that ruined my ice cream experience. But then this is where shit gets really sketchy. And this is where I felt like I was specifically targeted because of this book. So if you guys are longtime listeners of the pod, you will know it is no secret that Elon Musk is out to get me. The man is a man obsessed. We have some serious beef with Elon on this. So we find out Krampus actually owns an AI firm. And then I realized like that I was like, Elon is in the chat with us. Something's going on. And then it got worse. So Krampus wanted to breed her. I was like,
This is a
Elon, get away
40,
from
did
me.
you say 45-page book?
45-page book. Yeah. And then for some reason, like, you know, they do the thing, they breed, like, whatever. I also spoil these books. I don't think that any of you are actually going to read these. I read them so you didn't have to. And I condensed it down into a story about Elon Musk and the evils that we have to endure from that man. So they had a son and they named him Emerson. But it's spelt like a Mormon Pinterest mom for some reason. Like, no shade to the name, like, love the name. But, like, I don't know why you would spell it. I've written it down. E-M-M-E-R-S-Y-N.
It's a boy.
It's a boy's name. And I know that, like, this is the problem, right? So, like,
Spelled
we've
like
obviously.
that makes me think a girl.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit more like a kind of feminine spelling of
Yeah.
things. Like, if the book was written like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, absolutely. Like, because I even think about things like naming my kids, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, not that long ago. And children were just not named that. That's like, this is my big thing as well. It's, you know, I've talked about Elon Musk and I've talked about like where names come from. I'm like, no one would be named that back then. Remember when I did that deep dive on the fine print and I was like, well, the father's name being Seth, Seth sounds very modern, but Seth for the time, I was like, I'll allow it. But yeah, so that was the problem. So I just didn't believe the biggest part about that, not the praline flavored cum, it was that the child was named Emerson with an SYN. Double M.
What I
So
love
yeah.
about these holiday romances is that the author's always like, I gotta make the cum taste good.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
a lot of
I'd
mine were like that.
yeah, none of them. Like last year, I know when we had that absolutely bonkers, it was Grinch. My thing last year was Grinch. I just remember, like, I had the Grinch and it was the peppermint flavored tummies. That was his big thing. He tasted like peppermint and stuff. I just
Yeah.
rather not taste it.
Well, on the subject of flavored cum, my next one has three guys, three different flavors.
Ooh.
So people actually recommended this one to me a lot. I at least three people DM'd me it. It's called On Their Naughty List by Syndra Marchin. It has an accent over like one of the letters, so I'm not really sure how to exactly pronounce it, but it is a dad, son, and girl romance. So Santa is the father, and then there's Kris Kringle, one of the sons, and Saint Nick, also one of the sons. I don't really know how this works in the lore that like Kris Kringle is Santa, but
Well, it could be like
not
in Percy Jackson. You know how like in Percy Jackson there's like different iterations and variant. You've never read those books, that's okay.
No, I did watch the movie. I did watch the movie.
Fucking
So maybe.
movie. The show is coming out very soon. You're gonna watch it on.
I have heard
Yeah.
it's going to be good, I think.
Yeah, look, it can't be any worse than the movie.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that for free.
There you go.
But no, the movie's fine for what it is. So it's like, you know how it's like, who am I thinking? Zeus? What do they call Zeus in the other one?
Daddy.
What the fuck is his name? Who? Oh my god! I mean, because there's the different iterations. Who is Zeus in, the Romans? No, it's not Roman. Who is Zeus in other one? I'm googling this. What is Zeus's other name? Jupiter. That's his Roman equivalent. So it could be like that.
Yeah, that could be.
They could be like different dudes from different places.
Well, in this one, the heroine, Lucy, is cheated on by her boyfriend, Chad.
Always the
Two books in
chads.
a row, the bad guy was named Chad. And I'm like, hell yeah, that makes sense. It's funny
Someone
how
watches.
the bad men always seem to have like similar names in books. And like
Yeah.
Chad, Brad, that's why I was surprised Brad and Bro and the Beast was named Brad, because like usually that's like the bad guy's name. And anyway, so Lucy finds out that her ex-boyfriend's cheating on her via his iPad that he didn't realize was logged into his iMessages. So she's like using the iPad and finds out that his coworker is pregnant with twins, his twins. And so she takes a handful of coins and all of his presents, throws his presents over a bridge, and then starts to make Christmas wishes, like that she wants him to have syphilis, that she hopes he dies. And then she goes home. Well, she tries to take that wish back. She's like, I kind of wish I hadn't wished him to die. So she ends up going back home. And then Saint Nick comes down the chimney and he's like, girl, you are on the permanent naughty list for that. For that specific. Not Chad. Chad's fine. Cheating, impregnating women. Yeah, he's fine. But Lucy, you are basically going to Santa jail. And then he's just like, the permanent naughty list basically just means I'm going to fuck you. So they fuck. I mean, this entire book, it was like, I think this is one of the ones that was like 150 to 200 pages. And at least the first 60% is just fucking. So first St. Nick fucks her. He has peppermint cum. Kris Kringle fucks her. What was his cum? His cum was different. Santa's was like hot chocolate. Santa's her dad. Lots of fucking. Lots of slightly awkward dirty talk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know that you can't have, that you can have Santa dirty talk that's like not awkward. Because there's a lot of like, fuck me, Santa. Fill me with your peppermint cum, St. Nick. You know, stuff like that. So kind of awkward. And so they leave her a bell. They're like, hey, if you want to keep doing this in the future, we're going to leave you a little bell to ring. Well, Chad shows up. Turns out the twins, not his. She was also cheating on him. And he just fucking goes apeshit and like destroys her house and like knocks over the tree and breaks the bell. And then a year goes by. It's next Christmas. St. Nick shows back up. He's like, girl, I thought we had a thing. Why didn't you ring the bell? And she's at no point that I found explains what happens to the bell. Like, they keep putting it off. She's like, oh, I'll tell you why. And he's like, later, gotta fuck you first. Then Kris Kringle shows up. Then they're like, dude, Santa has been lost without you. Literally, they had like a 12-hour fuck fest. No emotion. Like, I don't understand the connection they apparently have because it was, they did nothing but fuck.
Yeah.
And they've been both pining for, all of them have been pining for a year. They didn't even have a conversation.
Like that Penelope Douglas book, Credence. It sounds like a seasonal Credence. That's the vibe I'm getting.
It's all of them end up together. So they bring her to the North Pole. Santa's, okay, this is where it kind of went off the rails even more. They get to the North Pole. Santa's like, girl, missed you so much. What the fuck happened? Again, she never explains why she didn't ring this bell. Apparently, also before they left, they snapped a picture of the three of them while she slept and, like, framed it for her and, like, left it for her. So she's been sleeping with it by her bedside table a year. That's how they know that she, like, really missed them, though. Mm. And they get there, and the elves are like, is this Lucy? And they're like, yes, this is Lucy. And the elves are like, do we get to celebrate? And they're like, yes. All the elves disrobe and start fucking in an orgy. And it turns out that the Santas have been celibate for, like, decades. And as long as they're celibate, the elves also have to be celibate. It's like a death pact or something. And so everyone's fucking. And then she decides she can do her work from the North Pole. And she finishes her master's degree online and telecommutes to work. The end.
Truly, like, Christmas is the gift that keeps on giving. I love it.
If you want, just like, I will say, like, it was well written, like, hot sex scenes. It's just always going to be awkward when you're telling someone to fill you with their peppermint cum. That's all.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're into that, like, I don't think it was a bad read. Although she does go really heavy on the, like, this girl is a whore cheating with my, but apparently the girl knew that they were together. Like, the girl who got pregnant was at their engagement party. So I was like, I will let it slide. But she went mad heavy on it. And I was like, okay. Like, I felt more like she was blaming the woman and not Chad. But anyways, other than that, it was good. Still not my weirdest one, though.
Jesus. Okay, yeah. Well, let me do my weirdest one. I've only got one more after this. Kate always goes harder than me. She's, you know, got more time to read, obviously. I was like, oh my god, I got roasted by Kate in the comments the other day. I was like, oh my god, I really need to, fine, you've influenced me, I need to read these. And she's like, you don't have time to read these books. I was like,
this is a 7-book series, Michaela. You would love it. You would love it. But you don't even have time to read a 45-page Krampus book. Like, you shoved these in. So it's like,
yeah, you don't have time to read. I shoved them into my whole Krampussy, okay? I'm here. I'm throwing my Krampussy around. Okay, so this one was the title. The title got me for this one, guys. Now, it's called Cum, Cookies, and Cream by J.B. Carter.
How is cum spelled? How is cum spelled?
C-U-M.
Perfect. Cum. Thank you.
Cum.
Yeah, I know.
Correctly. Perfect. And then there are other books in this series as well. And I believe that this person, no, like, I have no basis for this, but there is a Halloween book called Fucking the Pumpkin. And if anyone's known for anything, it's fucking pumpkins around here. So, you know, this person could very well be a listener. Probably not, though, obviously. That is my Delulu-ness, though. And then Smashing the Turkey. And that's in the Holiday Quickies collection. So this book is 9 pages long. And I was led astray, like we were with, what was it? Seduced by the Pumpkin Spice Latte?
Oh,
remember
yeah.
How we thought that was going to be about like an actual pumpkin spice coming to life? No, 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 no. This book is 9 pages long. It is about Vic. Vic thinks that Clark is cheating on him. So he makes a gingerbread man that he has insane graphic sex with, like a whole person. It's a whole person that he crafts out of this gingerbread, expensive gingerbread that they were going to make a gingerbread house and present it to Clark's family. So like he makes like a head, which he like absolutely violates. He makes like a ginger bussy. I just made that one up, which he completely
I didn't like it.
Destroys. Anyway, so Clark is walking in as Vic is essentially holding the decapitated ass. No, the, well, it's maybe like not decapitated. It's like the, you know,
ass capitated.
Ass capitated. Acetated. I want to acetate myself in this conversation. So Vic Clark is walking in as he like Vic unleashes his cum on it. And Clark is like, hello, like completely ignores the fact that this man is surrounded by dough and bodily fluids, and says that he was worried about meeting Vic's family and that's why he tried to break up with him. Not that he was cheating on him at all, that he was just nervous. And Vic, who was crazy and was like really, really rude, I don't know how he did it in 9 pages. He tells Clark that he has to eat the entire gingerbread man to make it up to him.
This is 1,000 times worse than I ever expected this book.
9 pages.
To be.
9 pages. Yeah. So, and then after he
I think
eats,
you might win, actually, now that I've heard this.
Yeah, just the, like,
I feel violated hearing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then so after that, after he's eaten that, he makes Clark, like, give him head as well with, like, the gingerbread and cum all over him.
The part I don't like the most is that he made him eat all that. I feel like I'd be really,
yeah.
really, I would feel super sick after
yeah,
eating
it's like
a man
whole
size.
size thing.
Yeah. That doesn't seem healthy.
No, it's like, it's so fat. Well, like I've, you know, because now I have a job, guys. So I've decided to be that coworker who makes holiday treats. And I was like, gingerbread is just too basic. So I test ran them and I'm making like, you know, Biscoff spread, like that, like the Dutch cookie sort of flavor.
Yeah.
Doing that spice mix in shortbread, and I'm taking that to work tomorrow.
Okay, but that sounds
delicious.
But now I won't be able to look at gingerbread the same.
Yeah, well, they're not in the shape of anything. Actually, no, my husband did make some, and he made them look like little titties. There's like a little ball on top. And then so I was asking my kids, I was like, who wants a titty cookie? Yeah. Obviously, like a very cool mum here, asking my kids if they want to eat weird shit like that. All right, what's your next book? Hit me, hit me, hit
well,
me.
Just on that, I tried to do a gingerbread train with my kid and it ended with both of us crying. So I just wanted to put that. He's only 2.5. It was ambitious. My mother-in-law got him the kit and I looked at it as he unwrapped it and I thought, nah. And then I thought, well, maybe. Maybe if I do most of the work and I let him decorate it. And no, it didn't work at all. So
I wouldn't even trust my kids to do that, and one is nearly a fucking teenager.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, no, there's
and
no way.
I was looking at the picture, and I'm like talking to my husband. I'm like, why doesn't mine look like the picture? He was like, well, the picture is probably photoshopped. And I was like, that if a real human being did not put that together, then I am like hella pissed right now because that is misleading. That is disrespectful advertising. And I have never been so frustrated in my entire goddamn life. Okay. Let's move on to my weirdest book, which is called Frisky the Snowman by Lauren Beale, B-I-E-L, like Jessica Beale. And this involves Holly, who has a thing for snowmen. So she goes outside, builds a snowman. At one point, it's like she is rubbing her, or like she's rubbing up on it as she's building it. And like, she's like, my slit gets very cold. And I was like, ugh. Stop.
Wow.
Stop right now. So she was horny for the snowman before he ever turned into a man. She was down to clown. And she gives him a carrot nose. And then she's like, ooh, what about this? Why did I get this other carrot from the store? Like, this huge carrot. Like, what could it be? And then she just makes it his dick. Mm-hmm. And then...
I had no idea where that was going.
Yeah. And then she fucks this... He's not a person yet. He is just a snowman. She fucks the carrot dick. Outside. In her yard. In the middle of winter.
Wow.
Yeah, like a dildo. Okay. And I think before she leaves, she puts a hat on him. And that hat allows him to turn into a person. But she's already inside. She's left. And she, the next day, just fucks herself with a carrot. Like, from mm-hmm. her fridge. She throws it out at the end, though. Like, at no point is this woman, like, cooking with these items, which I really appreciated.
Good. That's good.
And then he is a person. That night, he, like, goes into her house and masturbates next to her. And then, like, leaves. Okay. And also, no, we'll get to this part. Okay. So then she invites a man named Chad over to her house and,
Chad.
This is two books in a row. These are the two books that had Chad and Chad, the snowman's watching through the window. Chad begins to essay her. So trigger warning for that, but it's very vague. It's just like, he mostly just like rubs up on her and the snowman loses it, turns into a person, goes inside and kills Chad. Literally kills him, drags him outside, arm around his neck, breaks his throat or whatever. He's like, I heard a crunching noise. Kills this man.
That's the hyoid bone. Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah.
That's hot. I love that. I'm going to read this.
This is when I messaged you. I was like, what the fuck? Like, this took such a dark turn. Like, I get it. Like, the man, like, was doing inappropriate things. He was definitely, like, she was uncomfortable and he was very aggressive. But I was like, how does a snowman man even, like, know what's happening? How does he have any consciousness? He should be, like, a newborn baby in a grown man's body.
This is because you've just been thinking, you associated this man with Olaf from Frozen.
Basically. I didn't really understand the idea either. Like, the hat is on, he turns, but he goes inside and he still is melting. Like, at one point they're mentioning him, like, melting still? I'm like, is he melting as a person? I don't know. I don't expect perfection. He also has peppermint cum, though. At one point, so after he kills the man, he goes inside and ties her to the bed because she's freaking out. So he wants time to explain. So he handcuffs a woman after he just killed the man she was with. And she's literally laying there like, am I going to die?
This reminds me of that show Homicide for the Holidays. It's one of those, like, true crime shows.
Oh, damn it. That sounds amazing.
Mm,
I'm going to see if it's on Hulu.
You should.
That's like right up my alley. This would probably be featured on it. And anyway, so at one, like, you know, he shows her he's a snowman. She is like even more turned. She's actually has a moment where she's sad that he's in a person's body because she really just wants to fuck a snowman.
Jesus Christ.
And he's like, he can tell she's like kind of disappointed. His dick is still a carrot, though. It does not turn into a person. It is still a carrot. And I was confused because I was like, how is it a carrot? Is he just hard all the time? Like, it was just tenting his pants. But no, it's a carrot, but it does go flaccid. So it's like, but I don't know. But so they fuck. At one point, he fucks her with his carrot dick and with a carrot from the fridge, which I thought was, I don't know, interactive. That was
at
nice.
At the same time?
Yeah, DP.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was cool. And yeah, at the end, I don't know how, magic, it's not explained, but it turns out he, like, doesn't need to turn back into a snowman ever again. But the next Christmas, it fast forwards a year for the epilogue, he does turn into a snowman again. Like, he figures out how and turns back into a snowman for a second. So, and, like, she fucks him as a snowman. So she gets, like, her Christmas wish, basically. So yeah, that was that one. I also read Up to Snow Good by Charlie Novak. And this is a really cute MM book where Max is like a wealthy dude who's going on a Christmas trip with his brother and his brother's fiance, who's also his best friend. So he's really hardcore third wheeling. And Max goes to try and buy them a like special dessert to celebrate their anniversary. And he offends the chocolatier, who's like this hot guy named Luca. Because Max is rich, he's kind of used to getting his way. Luca's really overwhelmed for the holidays and snaps at him. And so apologies happen. And it's like just a really cute little book about them. Like Max helps out at the chocolatier shop and learns that being a banker isn't, it's not like Max is a very, very happy guy. So it's not like a whatever Muppets Christmas Carol situation where he's like grumpy or anything. he's happy-go-lucky, but he's learns that like he would prefer to live with Luca. And after like 5 days together, Max just like stays in, I think they're in France, just like stays
there.
It was cute though, cute and short.
Stand, like, Wisconsin.
There's also a little bit of a praise cake. Max really likes to be praised. So, and then I read Taboo and Tinsel by E.M. Moore. And so basically this girl shows up in like this small town and she meets a man. And guess who this man is?
Santa.
Nope. Her step-uncle. I was really hoping that joke would play out how I wanted it to. I thought of that joke as I was reading the book. I was like, I'm going to ask Michaela who she thinks it is. She's going to say Santa, and I get to say step-uncle.
Oh, my God. That was like a Jean Parmesan from Arrested Development moment.
So that is very accurate. He's my role model. So, yeah, it's like her grandma died. Her mom is estranged from the grandma. It's her step-uncle. So, again, for those of like, he is not actually biologically related. It's her grandma's stepson. And he's like, this had a lot of tropes in it. I kind of skim read this one, not because it was bad, but because it was one of the last books I was reading. And I was like, shit, it's like 255 pages or something. So you get like the forbidden romance. There's age gap. He's older than her. She's like just graduating college, or like she's like a junior in college or something. He runs an inn. And the inn's like dilapidated. It doesn't look anything like her grandma's pictures. And so she inspires him to care about the inn more. Did I say he's an ex-football player? Cause he is. Like, they were really just shoehorning the tropes into this one. And yeah, at no point does her family find out she's been with her uncle. Like, they separate, like they were supposed to be going there to meet her uncle. She just didn't know it was her uncle when they fucked the night before. The next day he shows up to pick her up. And it's her uncle. And yeah, I was waiting for like the reveal to the family, and the author just like skips that, like just doesn't bother. Like, he shows up back at her place and there's like four pages of them reuniting after like their breakup, and then it ends. So that was a little bit disappointing. But finally, the last book I read was Waking Under the Mistletoe, which is by Aurora Crane. And this is a waking up married story. And it has, I actually don't remember their names. I just read this one too. Rory and Oliver. Oliver's a super huge Grinch, never sleeps with the same guy twice. Kind of a dick, like a sarcastic dick. And Rory is like in love with Christmas and his house is like completely decked out. Oliver doesn't even have a single like Christmas bauble in his house. But it was funny because Rory has like a really shitty family. And Oliver actually has like a loving sister and like niece. So I thought that was interesting because usually the Christmas loving person has like the perfect family and they all celebrate Christmas together. But Rory's entire family like sucks a dick. So it was really cute though, not in the good way, not in the sucking carrot dick way, in the being bad people way. But it was really, really cute. But then at the end, and maybe people like this, but at the end of their one day together, so they woke up married on like Christmas Day and they're celebrating it together, Oliver just was like, I love you. And Rory's like, I love you too. Let's be together. Like, let's not annul this marriage. And I was like, they could have just agreed to like not annul it and date. So it was like really weird that the author tried to like just force in a, like, they started out the day like Rory like loathed him. So it didn't feel super genuine to be like, we're in love at the end. It had a really cute epilogue that fast forward 10, like goes 10 years in the future. But I was like, oh, the book would have been better if they just like, I don't know, been like, let's not annul. Let's see where this goes. And then it was 10 years in the future. We're together. So that was a little bit disappointing. But other than that, I thought it was pretty cute. I love like it's a grumpy sunshine, but Christmas themed. So
I love it.
Yeah. It was great.
Fucking bomb recommendations.
Yeah. Oh, and I will shoehorn, I didn't read any sapphic Christmas ones just because I literally just picked random ones that popped up under my books you may like on Kindle. But if you want a sapphic Christmas one, a couple years ago I read Make the Yuletide Gay by Ivy L. James, which is a like boss and like employee snowed in grumpy sunshine age gap romance that was like, it was really sweet and really cute. They're like trapped in like a Christmassy inn together and there's only one bed. So
fuck yes.
Yeah. And it is kind of pining. Yes. Like the boss is grumpy but has like feelings for the, like, I don't know if she's a secretary. She might be a secretary because she like is there to like take notes with her boss. But yeah, so that was really cute. I always recommend that one. But yeah, so Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you like these horny Christmas themed reads. Oh, I did try to read a Christmas Tree Shifter one, but the writing was so abysmal that I bailed 4 pages in. Like,
Maybe I will
literally.
write a shifter romance, a Christmas
It was
tree
something like,
fuck.
if he liked you, he would. But it was would, like WOOD.
Oh yeah.
And there's potential there. Like, if this was the author's first book, I'd be like, okay, I would give other books a try. I don't know if it is or isn't, but yeah. But I wanted to read a Christmas Tree Shifter book, and I just didn't get it. So, didn't have time to read things I hated. So, anyways, I hope this made you Christmas spirited, horny. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I hope that your stockings and your Krampusi are full this holiday season, from us smuts to your dad's.
Brilliant.
Send me pictures of your, I want to see pictures of your dad's.
No, yeah, you're gonna get pictures of people's dads in your DMs.
No one's going to send me anything. They're all scared.
Guys, send somebody send okay, but I guess people don't really want to hear you absolutely either
I'm
lift
married to a
up
younger
or
man. Like,
decimate their
this is the
dads.
thing. I'd be like, oh, cute, and just like little
Yeah.
love heart react.
Send us pictures of your dads in cute Christmas sweaters.
And I'll send you like pictures of me harassing the people at work. I asked one of the boys if he wanted to do the Titanic challenge with me. He's like, what's that? And I even offered to be the base. It's like a 6'4" fucking Islander kid. Anyway, that digressed. That's the summertime activity for me.
Perfect. Yeah, because I always forget it's fucking hot as shit
I'm
there right now.
sweating my cramp pussy off right now. It's fucking.
Okay.
We love you.
Right, Merry Christmas, sluts.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I guess just let us know if you read any of these or if you have any recs for next year. Stay smutty, stay slutty, and read whatever the fuck you want. But don't read that snowman one. That was weird. Bye.
Yeah, fucked up.